Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll from Opinion Research on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you a native resident of New Orleans, or did you just move there recently?
Which organization are you with?
I'm sorry?
What organization are you with?
Oh, this is Opinion Research. We're a third-party company.
Okay. Yes, I'm from New Orleans originally.
Just move on recently. Thank you. Did you move
to New Orleans? Born and raised here.
Oh, born and raised. Thank you. Do you define your racial classification as an African American black, or as a white person, or as a Hispanic person, as a Latina, or as an Asian, or as a Native American?
White.
White?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are two characteristics that describes what you like most about living in New Orleans?
The genuine people and the love of life that's here.
I'm sorry, you said the second one?
The people love life here.
Just a second. Okay. And what are the things that you dislike about New Orleans?
The crime and the infrastructure.
Okay. You said the crime and the infrastructure. Let me see. Look at the conditions and streets. Infrastructure. Okay. Okay. Overall, I'm going to ask you the level of satisfaction that you have for some things. Okay. The scale is very satisfied. The highest, somewhat satisfied. The second one, neutral, is like the middle. Little satisfied. It's the right before the lowest. And not at all satisfied. And you're also afraid to say, I don't know. So how satisfied are you with what you pay for housing, mortgages, or rent?
Neutral.
Neutral. How satisfied are you with what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with ability of affordable housing?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with equal economic opportunities for people like you?
What's the fourth one between neutral and not at all satisfied? That one.
Little satisfied. Okay. How satisfied are you with safety from violent crime?
Oh, not at all satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense?
Neutral.
Neutral. Thank you. How satisfied are you with safety from property crime?
Little satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers?
Public school students, you said?
Yeah, preparation public charter the school students are receiving for college or careers.
Little satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the monthly cost of electricity and water?
Neutral.
How satisfied are you with what you pay for food and household goods?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. Have any of the we're moving to the next part. Have any of the following been as not at all significant? Well, the scale is very significant, somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant of how significant they are causing you stress in your life during the past year. Like, how significant has been your ability to get around your community and the city to cause you stress during the past year?
Not at all significant.
Not at all significant. How significant has been the safety of your family members to cause you stress in your life during the past year?
Neutral.
Neutral. How significant has been for you the health of you or your family member to cause you stress in your life during the past year?
The most significant.
Very significant. Thank you. How significant has been your job stability to cause you stress in your life during the past year?
Not at all significant.
Thank you. How significant has been for you meeting monthly household expenses to cause you stress in your life during the past year?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant. Thank you. We've reached the 45%. Now let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. The scale is a lot of confidence, some confidence, neutral, very confidence, or not confidence at all, or also you can say, I don't know. How confident are you with the improving garbage collection in the city?
Not at all confident.
How confident are you with the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Neutral.
How confident are you in creating more better paying jobs in the city?
Neutral.
How confident are you in improving the city's streets and traffic lights?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, thank you. How confident are you in improving drainage to prevent flooding to neighborhoods? I'm sorry?
Not at all confident.
Thank you. How confident are you in making the city safer?
I don't know.
I don't know. Thank you. Okay. In your opinion, do you think that New Orleans City government is doing an excellent, a good, a fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor.
Thank you. Now, I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Much less safe.
Much less safe. Thank you. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Would you say... well, I have the options are you can select more than one. It says the first one, too many guns, the second one, employment opportunities, the third one, housing, the fourth one, lack of access to mental health or social services, the fifth, education opportunities, the number six, not enough police officers, the number seven, release on bail for violent crimes, the next one, transportation, the next one, personal / family problems, and the last one, it says other, and it's an open bar that you can tell me anything that it comes to your mind.
Okay. I'm going to go with the employment, education, and what was the fourth one in the middle?
Is it housing? Housing or lack of access to mental health services, social services?
Both. Yeah, so four total.
Those four, okay. Okay, for each of the following, tell me if you think it will be, and I'm going to give you a scale. The first one says very effective, the second one somewhat effective, the third one says neutral, the fourth one says not too effective, the fifth one says not at all effective, or you are always free to say, I don't know. The efficiency of the strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. For each of the following, tell me, how effective do you think it is increasing the police presence in your community?
feel like neutral.
Neutral, thank you. How effective do you think it is implement a community-based citizens and police response to non-violent crimes?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think it is to create more opportunities for job training?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. How effective do you think it's providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth?
Very effective.
Very effective. How effective do you think is to it's better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Not very effective.
The options are very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, not too effective, or not at all effective.
Yeah, so the fourth one, not too effective.
Not too effective. Thank you. The last one says providing counseling and social services for parents and adults.
Very effective.
Very effective. Thank you. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it will be the first one very helpful, the second one somewhat helpful, the third one not too helpful, and the fourth one not at all helpful. You are also free to say, I don't know. For the strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans. So what do you think about create more home ownership and financing classes?
Not very helpful.
What do you think about build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces?
Not at all helpful.
What do you think about create adult co-living communities for people to live together?
Very helpful.
Thank you. What do you think about build accessory dwelling units, a small home with a separate entrance on existing property?
Somewhat helpful.
What do you think about covered back-end public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartment condominiums?
Somewhat helpful.
Thank you. Okay, I have two statements. For each, you may say that you strongly agree, that you somewhat agree, that you are neutral to it, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or always an option that you don't know. So the first statement says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changes to attract new affluent residents and historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture to the city.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you four names of people in politics. You may say if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither of that, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or if you don't know the person or institution, you may say it. Do you approve or disapprove of neither of that, the Mayor LaToya Cantrell?
Neutral.
Neither of that. Do you approve, disapprove, or neither of that, the Sewerage and Water Board?
Somewhat somewhat disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove, or neither of that, the New Orleans Police Department?
Neutral.
Do you approve, disapprove, or neither of that, or you don't know, the New Orleans City Council?
I don't know.
Okay, we're almost done. We have reached the 92%. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, if you're neutral, or if you don't know. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere.
Strongly disagree.
Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
Neutral.
I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family.
Strongly agree.
The quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Income, for example. Stop me at the ranch which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, from $36,000 to $50,000, from $51,000 to $74,000.
Stop.
There. Okay. From $51,000 to $74,000. Okay. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. From 18 to 30 years.
Stop.
From there. Okay. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed or studied. Some high school. High school graduated. Some college or trade school. College graduated. Graduate or professional school.
That one.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives? Relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
Yes.
Hi, this is
Joe. I'm calling from
Okinawa. What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans?
Car.
Just a second. Oh, it's an own car, or you use a friend or relative car?
My own car.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. We really appreciate your time and patience.
No worries. I did the same thing when I was in college, so I feel for you when people hang up on you a whole bunch of times.
That's my day today.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It gets better when you get off work, I promise.
I get it, too. Thank you so much again. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.